Thank you. I'm State Representative Linda Lauer. I represent 8 towns in Grafton County, including the town of Easton, which is in the path of Northern Pass. I'm here to represent my citizens, my constituents in the town of Easton and Northern New Hampshire, who say, we don't want Northern Pass. And I'm also asking that the Department of Energy protect the public interest of our citizens by asking Northern Pass to provide an accurate economic impact statement so that the communities at least know what the impact on our economy is going to be. Northern Pass's website boasts of injecting $28 million in new tax revenues to communities, counties, and the state. If you look at that data, the first problem that pops up is that only includes the revenue that the communities would get from Northern Pass. It doesn't include the revenue that we'll lose from the loss of property value adjacent to it. The Appalachian Mountain Club has estimated that 95,000 acres in the state of New Hampshire will be impacted visually by Northern Pass as it's currently proposed. That doesn't include the northernmost 60 miles, which were just recently rerouted. Now, if they put 125-foot towers in front of my house, I guarantee you I'm going to ask for a reduction in property value. So, claiming that you're going to get $28 million in new tax revenues, first of all, doesn't count the decrease in tax revenue that we should expect. The other problem bothers me even more, and that's the fact that any company can appeal their assessment, and if they're successful, they reduce their tax payments, and it's already happened. PSNH, right now, one of Northern Pass's real tight bedfellows, has filed suits to change the assessment formula in 31 local towns, including my hometown of Bath. And if they're successful, the assessment formula will change, and the assessment on those towers will go to zero within 25 years. So the $28 million in new tax revenues, it's offset today by permanent reductions in the value of adjacent properties, and it disappears in 25 years. So I would ask that as a sponsor of a state bill that would require New Hampshire site committees to thoroughly evaluate economic impacts on affected communities, I would ask that the Department of Energy do the same and require a similar independent, unbiased, and accurate economic impact study for the Northern Pass project on the affected communities. I think that will help us determine if Northern Pass really is in the best interest of our citizens.